was a classical musician with a college degree. He played first chair clarinet in the symphony. He taught music composition at the local JSC. Back before I dropped out, I was only 19, I was real confused. How could Schoenberg help me with the 12-bar blues? Every day I went to class and every night I paid my dues, trying to learn how to twist and shout. Learn how to twist and shout. And then one night the professor looked at one of my songs, said, read chapter 7 and you'll see what's wrong. You need more onomatopoeia in the lyric. You need to count a melody underneath the second verse. You could add an ostinato, some violin vibrato. Well, I tried all of his tricks, it only made it worse. I tried all of his tricks, but it only made it worse. I was browsing through the records in the Goodwill store. I found an album that some band had made in 1984. One face looked real familiar, and it wasn't Albert Gore, who wrote the instrumentals and played the sax. I knew this was an opportunity I had to seize. I dug out my record player and I made some MP3s. Took my iPod into class and I said, Professor, please, can we listen to a couple of tracks? Listen to a couple of tracks. Because I read chapter 7 and I listened to this song, and as far as I can tell, they're doing everything wrong. There's no onomatopoeia in the lyric. I don't hear a count of melody beneath the second verse. There ain't no ostinato, no violin vibrato. And I don't know if you thought it was a blessing or a curse, but it turns out Professor Clarinet was a sax man first. Closely guarded secret up until the day we made him bring his saxophone to class and play. But he finally admitted, yeah, all right, okay, you gotta play what sounds the best. Concertos and sonatas aren't a thing that you can hum. Syncopation and polyphony may strike you all as dumb. They may not help you when you're trying to rock Wembley Stadium, but they will be on the test. So read chapter 7, chapter 13 next for the midterm. It's like it tells you in the text. There should be onomatopoeia in the lyric. Should be a counter melody underneath the second verse. Know how to write an ostinato, use violin vibrato. Extra credit if you mention retrograde inverse. Extra credit if you mention retrograde inverse.